The Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. Whatever stage your business is at, there's always time to imagine sustainable, positive change. AIB, for the life you're after.
I think we could learn a thing or two from those children. Maybe we would have less infrastructure problems if those kids were sending demanding letters, because we know all about Metrolink delays, children's hospital overruns, housing shortfalls. And I suppose it begs the question, just why are we so bad at building some infrastructure projects in this country? And joining me now to try and tease through a tricky question like that is Roisin Murphy, architect and lecturer. And Roisin, one thing I'm conscious of, I talked to the author of How Big Things Get Done, and one of the summary conclusions he had was that, to put, you know, when you look at it globally, 99.5% of big projects fail to deliver all their core promises when it comes to timelines and budgets. We're not alone in this, but it can feel like Ireland maybe sometimes does not excel at timelines, budgets.
Yeah, we've come through some rocky periods since the early 2000s as well. So we have a history of kind of economic slash and burn that went on post the crisis. So we are very, it's on focus, it's on point, all of this talk about infrastructure. But one of the big problems I can see coming down the road is that we are losing sight of the fact that, exactly as you said, if you know, we're not alone, it is normal, it requires a huge amount of kind of planning, strategic, lined up thinking. But at the moment, and what's really worrying is this trope at the moment that it's all regulations, all these four people in Ranelagh who've objected that have caused all the delays in infrastructure. It's simply not true. They're at the very end of infrastructure delivery.
So if you go back to the root causes, and I know you've probably looked at things like Boston's Big Dig transportation project, the Montreal Olympic Games, Scotland's Parliament, like the list goes on and on. But I think the thread line, if we go back to the root causes, is often not enough time spent at the beginning when it comes 100%. To researching and scoping.
I'm sorry, Anya, that's exactly right. Even in terms of the Children's Hospital, if you look at the management of how the Children's Hospital has arrived to where it is, right from its original site in the Matra Hospital, where it was extensively planned under another government, then it shifted site, and then it was a rush to build. I think probably out of a kind of like, we're going to do it so much better than everybody else, but it is not detailed enough, it is not drawn enough. If you go through the Oireachtas report and all the questions, they're all saying, well, most of the extras are due to the fact that they had to add in something, just as if you do your own home, you put your, you know, you do a quick set of drawings, you try and price it up accurately. Impossible. So that rush to build, and in that, even in the task force that they're assembling, this accelerated infrastructure task force, we're hearing constantly it's the fault of the Greens or it's the fault of somebody else. And the worrying thing is that then that excludes people from the conversation involved in the delivery of task force that are essential to it, which is the environmentalists, which is the conservationists and the artists, the architects, all the people who are interested in another kind of cultural and social spatial infrastructure, which has to go along with the delivery of the boring things like roads, glass, gas and electricity and housing.
And everything you sound there, it sounds like, yep, that should be in the checklist of all the ideal things that would get done. Is there anything that maybe does excuse us sometimes as a country? Are we very young as a republic? Do we maybe sometimes not have the muscle memory of how to do this and do it well?
I think it's that thing where we are very, very young. And we, like, if you look at Paris in 2001, they laid out this big green agenda for their own city. They also kind of mute down the voices of dissent. They have mayors that have kind of authority. We tend to override the people and say, you know, we vote in all these local area plans, then say, absolutely rubbish, we're going to go straight to Onbord Planola, cause chocker blocks in Onbord Planola, which delays all the infrastructure. Like, we need to have more confidence in ourselves and more vision. And I hate to say it, but, you know, in, say, Temple Bar that was delivered in the 90s, there was a sort of vision. There was a protest, a vision and a delivery. But they set up Temple Bar properties, like, to an extent, we need to deliver more structure within the framework of local authorities. And that's one of the problems. There's an awful lot of people, they're seen as an impediment. So we're not empowering the people who deliver infrastructure.
But to do vision well, you can be short-termistic.
Yeah.
Here and now,
and it's
the plan,
expensive
plan to work
in the long run.
But if you're going to do vision, you've got to get into futuristic mode.
Yes.
And we're not talking about just the next 5 years. It's the 50, 100,
100%. 200. And that's actually coming up on our council, the RAI council at the time. I'm not you know, just plugging them, but I do know that we're looking for 20, 50 and 100 years plans. If you look at Vienna, now they're an empire, they had an awful lot of indentured servitude involved in the delivery of all their stuff. We were part of that unfortunate delivery to lots of other powers, but they have a 200 year housing plan. So they buy up stock for the 200 year. They're built, I mean, in a way, that's the way we need to think. But this, the worrying thing is the task forces, the acceleration. Like, you have to do it properly long term. So you'd prefer to, and you're hearing these tropes about, oh, we're not spending money on design, or the Greens are involved in the delay of infrastructure, where we know like 50% of the judicial reviews for the wind farms, for instance, are actually by wind farm suppliers.
But within all of that, then, is part of the diagnosis of the problem is the local politics, parish pump politics, and we see the divides even here in a city like Dublin between north and south.
That's what happened, and I would argue that that's what happened with the children's hospital. They were like, we're not building it here, we're going to build it here. But there is, you know, we don't have, and it's always the point, like, we don't have a seat of governmental authority or even just a symbolic person apart from the ordinary mayor of Dublin who lives in Dublin, who lives in the north side, who's saying we are going to create a united, you know, United City. We've inherited this kind of British city that's very divided, with kind of she villages all concentrated on the suburban edges, and nobody wants to live in town proper. And even at that, South Town is considered different to North Town, and it's really bad for building communities, but it's also bad for building a country. Like, we actually need, I've long on this, that we need, the Taoiseach needs to have a residence in the north inner city to affect real change, just like in Paris, just like in London. Even Trump has to live in town.
And given all of that, right, so you've diagnosed the problem, well, the need for vision, but do you think that we also, more governmental responsibility, and to be fair, we've seen a lot of headlines this week where the government are saying we need to introduce reforms that cut delays and maybe streamline the processes. When you look at headlines like that this week, does that give you comfort? Does it give you optimism?
Do you know what? It was the two articles that came out, and I won't mention them, but they were all saying it's all the fault of all these other things, and it almost gave the government a kind of like a carte blanche to say it's all the bureaucracy and nothing to do with us. The government has to deliver. They're the people that have to deliver infrastructure, housing, the arts, the green infrastructure, which is as fun. Like, we can see all over the world, they're also having, alongside of all of the infrastructure, they've got cooling cities, they've got green building, which is essential to keep the temperatures down in inner cities. But they it's about governmental, like, everything goes into the Department of Expenditure for say so. So they've got built-in delay systems because of what happened in 2006. They're terrified of giving anybody any money. There's no money going really into enforcement or any of the things to prevent, say, dereliction. So we need more money in local government, and we need to recognise the fact that it is government's job to provide. Like, this idea that you suddenly have a task force because your local authorities aren't doing it or the people are objecting is undemocratic, essentially.
And would you be sympathetic to the government when it points to there's just legacy issues still from the crash, the boom to bust cycle?
100%.
And of course, COVID, and that we're still reconciling with these two big lifetime moments.
I do, but then I worry about, like, I really worry about this sentiment and trope that it's about, say, people looking, wanting to protect the environment, that it's people, it's individuals, say, a lone swimmer is delaying, say, a drainage system in North Dublin, when in actual fact, the delays are built into that system through the Bord Plan Óla. Don't have enough people, we don't have enough judges to deal with the judicial reviews. Like, I mean, this kind of thing that, and judicial reviews are really expensive and really time consuming. So the idea that there are these individuals who don't want apartments, etc., isn't true when you kind of drill into that. It's actually more complex than that. And a lot of it is to do with the government's policy of fast tracking housing, which has created so much problems because it doesn't comply with the local area development plans.
You mentioned Vienna as an example of the 100, 200 year visionary plans. Are there other countries that we should be looking to at the moment? I'm loath to mention Scandinavia, and yet that's always where we seem to kind of point to for best in class.
Finland was very good at dealing with the housing. I mean, I think I was last on this programme, we were discussing countries that have delivered housing, and Finland did it apparently in 7 years. Now, they've got other problems at the moment. moment, but basically they had a bottom-up policy where they delivered housing first and foremost to the most vulnerable individuals in society, and after that they looked after the wealthier. But we, you know, there's a lot to be learned from those countries. Also Paris, in terms of its absolutely rolls over, but it still has judicial reviews, it still has democracy in place, but it does that thing where it has a mayor, and there's mayors in every other quarter, and they also will say build a housing development before the train arrives, allow people to drive by car to it for say 5 years and then build a train.
Well, thank you for that. Great international examples for us to look at. Gareth in Lanan, Texas, to say there are too many project managers in love with the design process rather than engineers and contractors who want to build the country. And with that, my thanks to Roisin Murphy, architect and lecturer. We'll be back after these.